Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, welcome back to WFB Talk Continues. This is the second half of the IWFL Women's Football League game between the California Quake and the Los Angeles Amazons. The second half has started. Let me give you a quick recap. First of all, some sad news for the Quake. On the second play of the game, well, third depending on if you count the penalty, Hyper, otherwise known as Erica Morgan, has suffered a broken ankle. So that's going to be a considerable loss for the Quake. She was in almost every single play. So that's basically where it stands now. We've been on an injury timeout for approximately 7 or 8 minutes, and ambulances are currently on their way. Actually, they're in the parking lot now. There's a fire engine and an ambulance rolling up as I speak. So she was involved in a play and did not move after the play, and so we knew that was something serious because diehard football players do not take injury as a big deal. You just keep going. But she stayed down, and so obviously there was something wrong, and we found out after a little bit of time that she probably broke an ankle. So that's number 74, Erica Morgan, otherwise known as Hyper, for the California Quake. So that's definitely going to be an obstacle for the Quake. We'll see what adjustments they can make. Hyper was in quite a few of the plays. And as Boo said earlier in the pregame, she is quite the spirit of the Quake. I mean, she just is such a motivating player that it just will take a little of their pizzazz out. But they're a talented team, so I'm sure they're going to be back into things here before too long. Right now, the players are trying to stay warm on the sidelines. The ambulance has arrived, and it doesn't look like they're bringing a gurney, but they're bringing in about 45 suitcases. They're all orange, so I'm not sure if we have a definite outcome on this, but we're making some headway. To give you a little bit of update as far as teams and scores, let me go through the games and scores that we know so far. The D.C. Divas with a win against the Baltimore Nighthawks. The Divas had 33. The Nighthawks did not score. The Chicago Force played the Iowa Crush. They forced Crush to Crush with a 4-point spread. Iowa was unable to score. So that's final. Clarksville Foxes lost to the Atlantic Explosion by 43 points, so Atlanta has a win. The Holyoke Hurricanes played the New England Intensity. The Intensity won 34-0. The Louisville Nightmare had 7 against the Carolina Phoenix. And sorry, I got that a little mixed up, but the Carolina Phoenix scored 32, so they come off with the win. Is that final?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's final. So it was Carolina Phoenix was 32 against the Louisville Nightmare with 7. The New York game is final, I believe, and the New York Sharks took that game with a score of 21-7 against the New York Nemesis. So that is an interstate rivalry. Are they both in the same town, Boo? Boo's up here in the booth with me.
I'm not sure where the Nemesis are located.
Okay, we're not.
Albany.
Albany, okay.
A couple hours between them.
All right, so they're more than a little bit there across a few. A couple of hours. Minnesota Vixen lost to the Kansas City Tribe. Kansas City with 45. The Vixen only scored 8. Wisconsin Warriors had 6 against the Detroit Demolition, who had 34. So Demolition racks up a win there. So those are the scores we have so far. We are following closely the score of the Dallas Energy game, and right around halftime, I think it was 34-0. So 41 now. Are we in the second half on that one?
So
we're probably in the second half, and Dallas is already up to 41. Houston has yet to score. Trying to find out. We know Jessica Springer's won a stronger players in the league. She's playing for Dallas again this year. She took a year or two off, but she is back with a vengeance, and there's a little bit of rivalry between her and some of the Houston players. What was the name of the other team you were talking about, Boo?
The Houston Energy and the Houston Cyclones.
Cyclones. So some of the Cyclones players, I guess, are crossing over or back and forth or something. But Jessica Springer's back with a vengeance, and hence the 41 points for the Dallas Diamonds. We talked earlier in the pregame about the fact that Coach Duncan coached the team here in L.A., the Dandelions. I actually had a principal that played for the Dandelions for a short period of time until her sister broke her leg. But anyway, that's another story. The Diamonds entertained some of the Oklahoma players. Oklahoma seemed to be one of the dominant teams in for about four seasons. And
the
Oklahoma City
Dolls won the championship back in 78.
I know. Okay, so Boo's telling, I don't know if you can hear what Boo's saying. The Dolls won the championship. Actually, I believe they won it three out of four seasons. They were pretty dominant. I think they're.
I know their big competition back then was the Toledo Troopers, and those two teams ended up in the championship a couple.
So Boo's letting me know the Toledo Troopers were a strong team on the eastern side of things, with Oklahoma being a strong team. And for the 4 years when they were really strong, I think their record was something like 31-1-3. So definitely dominated the league at that point in time, and Dallas entertained them. I think it must have been last season. I don't think it was this season. But the several players, I think there's about eight players from Oklahoma that attended a Diamonds game. Coach Duncan has frequently has players from the Dandelions come through. One of their quarterbacks, I believe her name was Rosie. So they're still out there. It's kind of the football version of the league of their own. And here we have the Gurney coming across the field. So the kind of the rule with them in football is if it's more than a minute, it's going to be about an hour. But it's not seemingly taking quite that long. But it does usually take quite a bit of time. If it's a extended injury situation, it can rack up minutes. So
the good news is that it's not a neck injury of any sort. Hyper's down there on the field talking, giving the thumbs up. Actually, her father was down on the field, and she's saying she's okay. But obviously, she can't walk on her leg right now, and they're pretty sure it's a broken ankle. So hence, they have to bring the gurney and carry her off the field. This is not the sort of thing where you can just pick up the player and get them to the sideline. But there's no spinal injury or anything like that involved, which is always a very scary thing with football, and we're very happy when nothing like that is happening.
So nothing that's going to be a life impairment, something she'll probably fully recover in a fairly short amount of time. I think it was a San Diego game once when Jamara French Love, who's playing currently for the Quake, had a terrible break in her arm, and that, I don't know if they brought an ambulance in from Montana or where, but that took forever. I'm certain that was about an hour delay in the game. So the players are doing little sprints, little regimen of calisthenics trying to stay warm, but we are very happy that Hyper has not suffered a tremendous injury, although a broken ankle is definitely a serious injury. So now that the gurney has arrived, they're tending to her needs, and as we said, she's in good spirits, so we're happy about that. But it is definitely going to be an extended time delay. If they're not up in about a half a minute, then it's going to be a while. Let me give you a few more updates. We just got some Twitter is happening again, and PJ hasn't had a chance to explain that to me, so we'll just leave it at the Twitter happened. Dallas 48, Houston nothing still, but and this is the third quarter. Seattle 20, how do I say that name? I said it 14.
Corvallis.
So the actual way you say that authentically is Corvallis. So Seattle 20, Corvallis 0. I just guess any way that I can stick the vowels in there, I guess. That's our game. I don't have to read that one. Carolina is Phoenix. Is still at 32, and the Nightmare is still 7. Oh, that's the final on that one. So the Phoenix defeated the Nightmare 32-7. Tucson and Mexico are playing. It's in the first quarter. Tucson has scored 6 points. Mexico has yet to score. See if there's any more updates on Twitter here. We did the Tribe We did the, I think we're caught up now. We've got the Quake running a few sprints. If you've never seen linemen run a few sprints to try and stay warm, that right there is comedy, so you can imagine that.
Hey, watch
what you're saying. Oh, sorry, Boo. Little linebacker-lineman rivalry sometimes between the two of us. But the teams are definitely getting ready, so we're getting close to starting up the game again, so just be patient and bear with us. I will take this opportunity to share with you again the difference, the different divisions in the IWFL. If this is a new league for you or if you're a veteran, let me just share with you. There are six different divisions. Let me make sure. One, two, three, four, five, six. Yes, six divisions. The Pacific Southwest is where we are tonight. Two teams from that division, the LA Amazons, the Sacramento Sirens, the California Quake. The Oakland Banshees were to be in this, and they pretty much went belly up. Is that correct, Boo?
No, they're going to be an X team. They're playing one game as a...
Oh, exhibition?
It's not exhibition. It's a regulation game, but they're only playing one.
Oh, okay. So they're not playing a full schedule then?
Correct.
How do you do that? Okay. So the Banshees will be playing one game. They are that's the fourth team in the Pacific Southwest. The Pacific Northwest includes the Seattle Majestics, the Corvallis. Got it right. The Corvallis Pride and the Portland Shockwaves, so there's three teams in that. The Midwest Division includes the Chicago Force, the Kansas City Tribe, the Wisconsin Warriors, the Minnesota Vixen. In the
Corvallis got moved to Tier 2, didn't they?
Yes.
You have an out-of-date printout. Sorry.
I do?
Your microphone probably isn't picking me up either.
Okay. I'm hearing from the football encyclopedia here that my information may be out of date, so let me see if I have more update information. The Corvallis Pride is evidently a Tier 2 team now. There, Boo, take this a second.
I'm having a coffee seat.
Okay, here I am filling in. Corvallis is now a Tier 2 team, and this is a fairly recent move. They their schedule was not changed due to their change in the divisions. There's only two teams now in the Pacific Northwest Division, Seattle and Portland. But that's okay. Well, you know, one of the things about the women's football game is we remain flexible at all times. I believe the other team that dropped down to Tier 2 was the Wisconsin Warriors. They were a Tier 1 team until like a couple of weeks ago, and now they've been dropped down to Tier 2 as well. And the thing that I'm still trying to figure out I mean, I understand, but I kind of don't understand how it works, is all the Tier 2 teams, there are no divisions. They're just one big Tier 2 conference, and I'm not sure how they're going to select who makes it to the playoffs, if they're going to take the two best or the four best. And, hopefully the IWFL will, I'm sure they have something posted on their website, and I just haven't seen it yet because, you know. The Massey ratings get involved in the standings as well. But in the Tier 1, where we do have conferences and divisions, I know that the division winner will always go to the playoffs, and I believe there are two wild cards, one in each conference. But, you know, in Week 1, it's way too early to be talking about that sort of thing. Hyper's now been taken off the field to the cheers of the crowd and the players who ran over to greet her as they wheeled her off. She is in good spirits. And it looks like we're going to be ready to resume play in a couple of minutes. We got players stretching out on the field, and we got 11 on each side. So let me hand this back to you, Deb.
All right.
Right on. Thank you, Boo. Okay, so when we left off, the Amazons had the ball. One of the first plays of the game, the Quake committed a fairly sizey infraction with grabbing a face mask, and so that gave the Amazons, what is that, a 15-yard if it was on purpose? Oh, dear. Boo just snapped a picture. Thank you for that. There goes all of my focus. But anyway, so the Amazons currently are at the 43-yard line of the Quake, and it looks like we're first and 10. So it looks like maybe Rodriguez is in. Yeah, Rodriguez, and she just handed off to, oh, where'd my roster go? Okay. Are you sure? 22?
Yeah.
No, 22 is Lori Moore.
Sorry.
So we got the pitch on the right side, and it looks like maybe that was a loss. She was pushed out of bounds, flag on the play. Did you see who pushed her out of bounds?
Yeah, Havoc was in on that, 44.
Okay, Havoc was in on that. Number 40.
Down, but I'm not sure if that's going to be a horse call.
Number 44, who we know is Angela Mims, and it looks like maybe another infraction of effacement.
Call is against the Amazon.
Infraction is called against the Amazon, so we're going to back it up. It looks like they're going to go 5 yards. And so it'll be second down with about 15. They're at the 48. And we're at 13:41. So they did. Nope, this is a repeat of first down. So it's first and 15. And Rodriguez is behind Bakhta there. And we got a single back, Ace in the back there, a wide out. And Glenn is running to the right side. Rodriguez pitches it to Guidry, and she's making a break for it. And they try to push her out of bounds. And finally, Spider, Stephanie Nero, pushes her out and around the 10. All right, Boo, are you live?
I'm back on the air here. As long as my phone holds out, I'll be on the air with you. The lighting has been sort of on and off again down here, and you know, usually I'm taking photos, but I can't get, you know, everything's a blur after the sun goes down. I don't have the right kind of camera for this, so I'm back in the booth now. That was a pretty good run by Andrea's 21. She slipped a tackle and had a nice run down the left side there.
Yeah. Was it number 70 that tried to push her out of bounds?
And is there a number one on the Quakes?
Karen Finn, I think, tried to push her out of bounds. Number
Here we go. That's a handoff taken to the right side. That was a number 22
That's
ball
Lori,
carrier.
Lori Moore. Lori Moore takes it to the right. And it looks like she maybe got a couple yards, so it's second and 8. So it looks like the Amazons are rotating Guidry and Moore, both very strong runners. And, Boo, you were asking about number one. That's Elizabeth Martinez.
I'm not sure if she's come into the game with a hyper going off the field.
No, she's been in there.
She's been in there, okay.
Yeah, she's been close to a few plays, but I don't know that she's had any tackles as of yet.
Okay, a little confusion on the line forces the Amazons to call a timeout there, and that will be their first of this half.
Last year, the Amazons picked up a new offensive coordinator. I don't know if he's back. I should look over there in the booth, but he really brought a lot to the game. He seemed to add a little bit of intensity that they were missing prior to that. I don't know if he's the one switching in the quarterbacks, but that is something Duncan has often done.
Mm-hmm. The Amazons are looking pretty sharp tonight. They're running a lot of plays, a lot of variation in their plays. I know in the past they've often, you know, and a lot of teams do this, as they fall into the habit of calling the same two or three things that work over and over again. And I haven't really seen that with the Zonks tonight. They've been mixing it up pretty well. They are heavy on the run. They run more than they pass, but that's to be expected with a couple of standout running backs like they have.
Yeah, if it's not broken, don't try to fix it.
Right.
That's their take on the run. For sure, but they do have an air game as well when they need it. It always helps your running game when you have a strong passing game.
Right,
so.
And vice versa. Football is a game of balance and a game of strategy as well as just smacking people around.
So we've got a power eye in the back behind Rodriguez, and it looks like the Quaker in a 5-3. Rodriguez hands off to Guidry again, and she is in the end zone. Right over the top of Nero. She was in the right spot, but I don't know if she slipped or what happened there. What do you think, Boo?
Guidry does a really good job of following her blockers. The fullback in that hits the hole and cleared somebody out. I didn't get a number, which just left Guidry untouched all the way to the end zone.
Yeah, you got to hand it to the linemen. They're making the job look easy tonight for the running backs. That's a certainty. Maybe with two of us up here, Boo, we can catch more numbers. I've been trying to give that last...
You need a spotter up here. That's what you need.
Or nine. Or binoculars. You know, football is such an active sport. Anything where they're moving around, you almost just have to have their numbers memorized, and I don't. So we'll see if we can get that one.
Somebody went early on this.
They're lined up again for the 2-point, so we'll see if they get it. Right now it's 12-11 left in the third quarter, and we've got a score of 30 to zip, but we're hoping the Quake can break through. They've been close a couple times.
The Quake haven't really gotten down into the red zone yet. They've always stalled out. They've crossed midfield a couple times, but they haven't had any really big breakout plays. I can't really think of, well, I think they had like one or two plays tops that went for more than 20 yards. And the Amazons have broken a couple of long ones and had a couple of, you know, runs, you know, sweep left, sweep right, that went all the way to the end zone.
I think Mims had them inside the 40 once.
Right.
Was it? Yeah, have they broken the 20? I thought they were inside the 20 once. Maybe I'm wrong. Looked like an illegal motion call against the Amazons, but I don't
think
they moved them back, so I don't know how that works on the extra point. Maybe I'm just imagining things.
That's a handoff to Gibby, who takes it over the right tackle into the end zone. They score the 2 points, making it 32-0.
And we've got an Amazon limping over there on the far side of the field, close to their sideline. We'll see who that is. Looks like 33, maybe?
33, 35. Yeah, 32.
Oh, that might be Donna Gordon.
She's having a hard time getting off the field. She's not to the sidelines yet. It looks like she's going to make it under her own power just.
So she's not down, but she's moving out. Amazons are already starting to form their line for kicking off. And back to receive. Who's back to receive? Boo, you know their number. 47.
47 is Nenji Martin, and I believe that's Amy Kroger back there with her, number 23.
Martin has had a good game.
You
made the call on that pregame because she has been dynamic. I enjoy watching her play. She's got some game in her.
She's going to make some noise in this league before we're done. It's just not the Quakes' night tonight. Martin fields the ball, takes it up the middle, and now swings it to the left, stiff arms somebody, and gains about an extra 4 yards, bringing it up to the 39-yard line.
Lauren Davies was practically riding her at the end of that run. I tell you, she is a force to be reckoned with. The perfect, perfect tight end, except she doesn't look like it. She looks totally like a linebacker. But Davies, and I believe there was somebody else from the Amazons at the bottom. So they had to high-low her to get her down. So she's pretty dynamic.
She's got a lot of power, and she's got really good hands. We haven't seen it much tonight, but she's got really soft hands and can make the clutch catch when needed.
Okay, let me interject here. We got an Aftershock score here. It's the final. Aftershock played the Fuel tonight. Aftershock defeated the Fuel 32-18, and that's the final on that game, just to keep you up on all the league events. Okay, Quake break the huddle, and now he's got the snap. Oh, Kroger's got it on the right side. Oh, is that Singletary? My bad. And number 12, brought down by Ashley Moody. So Moody's going both ways. She's in playing maybe a little bit of linebacker now.
See, now the Quaker lining up with Kuntz under center now instead of in the shotgun. That was a handoff to Singletary, taking it to the right side. But the Amazons are doing a really good job of contain on the line.
Not well, I tell you, that shotgun has not been their friend this evening. I think it's better when she's right over.
Again, that may be one of those practices. If you don't practice that, you're not going to do a good job of it. Hand off to Singletary again. Pushes the pile forward.
Yeah, they
get the first down to midfield.
50. Davies is in on that tackle. He's number 55. All right, I think Sweatabox is in on that tackle.
I'm so glad you know the Amazon's name. You know, we do a good tag team on this game.
Well, that's why I wanted you up here. Okay, so you know what? I'm wrong on that. It's not Box. It's Zahari Jovell. Little misplaced number there, number 56. Looks like the Amazons are lining up in a 4-3. Well, that's kind of conglomerated mess there. They're not really running anything that looks like they're defending the pass at all.
Singletary carries again for a gain of 2. That's off the left side.
Yeah, we didn't let you know this, but the Quake got a first down, so now it's going to be 2nd and 8. 10:35 left here in the third quarter. Score remains 32 for the Amazons, and the Quake are on their way. Hopefully the scoring soon.
I'd like to see Quake put some points on the board here. That'd be really good for the team morale.
Yeah, we've had enough donuts in the IWFL. Donuts are never good for football.
That's Kroger with the carry. She bangs it up the middle behind the big lineman. She's one of those little line, little running backs that tends to hide behind the big bodies. And, her nickname is Squirrel. She takes it up there for about 4 or 5 yards. Does that make it?
That's going to be about 3rd and 2, Boo.
3rd and a long 2.
Or a short 3. You can say it however you want to.
Yeah, right.
So we've got 3 backs in the back area of the Quake. What are they doing?
Sort of an upside down wishbone. Hand off to Kroger again, who bobbles the ball. Where are they going to spot it?
That's
going to be short. They only gained about a yard, too.
It's not quite a first. I think they're going to keep it, though. What do you think? I think they should.
Well, so then that's a gut check, Con. I mean, they're on the Amazon side of the field. They can't make a field goal too long, but it's too short to punt. So they got to.
They're going to go for it.
You know, I just let a Kuntz slam it up behind the center, you know, with a quarterback sneak.
They're close enough.
Yeah.
Got to put Mims up there at nose or at center. Oh.
Hand off to Singletary. She's not going to make it. She's brought down
that
in the backfield.
Okay, so let's see.
Moore
was in on that. Number
70 made the tackle.
Amber Moffitt-White, 70 is Davies. Davies has been all over the place tonight. She's really having a good game. I think I've said her name a lot more this season, or this game, than I did last season, so she's having a really good game. Switching up offense and defense. 89 is calling the plays for the Quake. That's Sharika Miller. And Box is over the ball. And the Amazons have gone back to Glenn at quarterback. Power eye behind her. A couple of wide outs. Not real wide. Well, we got a tight end over on the left. Right up the middle.
Right there. She just slammed that thing right up behind the center through the middle of the line.
Amber Reed, that's her first carry that I remember for tonight, so she's got 5 yards up on the stats. Havoc, what's Havoc's other name?
Angela Mims.
Oh, Mims. Well, I haven't said her name for a while. It's good to know she's still banging away.
She's one of those ones that'll
be at it all game.
Be at it all game, 60 minutes.
Power eye strong left, and they're taking it out to the left side. And that's Amber Reed again, number 50.
That's Tank. That's Tara Philpott on the tackle. That's one of the quick rookies getting in on number 24 with the carry, right? Had a little hesitation move, which gave a linebacker time to get in there.
So we've got the teams in a huddle again. We've got 7 minutes. And about 15 seconds left here in the third quarter. Same formation for the Amazons. Power eye, strong left. And Glenn, again, taking a snap from Bakta. Amazons look to be in a 4-3 right now. Glenn puts it in the air, and I believe it's enough for a first down.
Yep.
I think Moffitt-White brought that down, but I'll have to give you. Yeah, Moffitt-White. Who had the tackle, Boo?
Havoc. Angela Mims was in on the tackle with somebody else, I think.
80?
Mm-hmm. Sorry,
no, you
I
don't
didn't
have
say
80.
It.
We can make it up, but we didn't get it.
Havoc and somebody else.
So first and 10 at the 45, so Amazons make it back into Quake territory. You know, I got to wonder if that was a good call. I think that they would have done better just to sneak it with the quarterback. What do you think?
Well,
instead of backing it up into the shotgun again, that hasn't worked all night.
Well, yeah, it was not a successful run on a 4th and 1. And one of the things about
what happened? We've got a flag. We've got
somebody went early.
Major movement with the ball staying still, which is never a good thing. So somebody's doing something, and they're backing it up in Amazon way. So
somebody flinched in a way to drew the Quake.
Oh, they were way over the line. It was more than a flinch. It was a flinch, stutter, jump step. I don't even know if that exists. We'll make it
but
up.
But again, like you were saying, Deb, about that 4th and 1 call, they handed the ball off to Singletary again, who's been the carrier for the bulk of the carrying the load for most of the night for the quake. But Singletary is like hesitating a little bit in the backfield. She needs to hit the hole faster in order to make positive yards. She's had a number of carries where she's been dropped for a loss. I mean, she's a good runner, but I'm not sure if the Amazons are getting to her a little bit.
Okay, we'll come back to that in a second. We've got another flag on the field. Amazons were lined up in a power formation this time, and I'm not certain what happened, but it's looking like they're coming back Amazon way. So the Amazons
and a false start against the Amazons.
Get a first down, and now they're at first down and 20. So it can come and it can go. Well, my point about that previous play, Boo, is that you go from 3 inches to run in a shotgun. Now you've got about 6 yards. Why do you take a 6-inch play and turn it into 6 yards? That's not good football.
Well, that's not something I would call, but I'm not the head coach, and you know, I've long since learned to not second guess coaches because they're really better at it than I am. But I agree. I mean, if you got a few inches, you got to just, you know, trust your line and go with the power.
Yeah. Oh, right up the middle. And a stumble, and she's up, and she's down. Nope, now she's down. Okay, right up the middle, ball carrier on that was Benea Sampler. And you got the tag on the defense. Who'd you see?
Number 20 was in on that tackle along with some other folks.
Okay, number 20 is
Alicia
Point Freeman. All right, so that was a little bit back where they need to be. And
we gained about 10 yards exactly on that. That brings us to second and 10. But again, that was a really nice, the line did a really nice job of clearing out the hole between the guard and tackle.
Nobody touched her. She
nice
wouldn't have stumbled. She probably would have probably given him about 15 yards. But, you know, that happens. It's possible that it was getting a little bit slippery now, too, Boo, with the little bit of moisture, the condensation on the field. It gets slippery as the night goes on.
I mean, Nanji comes up and meets the ball carrier, number 24.
Number 24, that's Amber Reed again.
Yep.
Glenn's still quarterbacking. And did you need a number, a name?
No, that's a loss of one. Nanji Martin on the tackle.
We got third and 11. Boy, this has taken up almost the whole quarter, this series of unfortunate events that the Amazons have come upon. We're at 4 minutes, 9 seconds here in the third quarter. This broadcast is coming to you from WFB Talk continues. We don't want you to forget who's bringing this to you. All right, so Amazon's in a power formation, two wideouts, maybe a 5-3 on the quake side. It looks like they try to run up the middle again, and this time it did not happen.
That's number 91 on the tackle. Andre Grant.
Bring down Amber Reed, and they did not get an inch on that one. So we're at fourth down 11, so I'm sure they're probably going to bring out a punt team. Okay, update on the Dallas game. Evidently, Dallas came to play. They've got 62 points, and Houston is struggling. They're still at zero, and that's a third quarter score for you.
The thing is with Dallas is they're very well conditioned, and they never let up on the gas.
They are relentless.
Yeah, they do come to play. I got a lot of admiration for the Dallas team. The Diamonds are one of the best-run franchises out there in our league, and, you know, it shows. They've got a bunch of rings on their fingers.
I played against the Dallas Diamonds one time and got a concussion. So I can verify that they're a tough team.
They're hard hitters, I'll tell you that.
I played for two seasons without a concussion and played one game against them and got a concussion. I lined up on the wrong side of the line of scrimmage. It was such a great experience for me. So if that's any information about how hard they can hit, those girls are tough.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, I don't think Dallas was around when I was playing because, you know, I retired, you know, and you kept on playing
That was my season that shouldn't have happened, but, you know.
We all have those seasons. But
yeah.
The team that did that to me was the Arizona Caliente. They rung my bell, but good. But that's going back a few years. So after a little officials conference on the field, we're ready to play again. Sorry we had to fill in a little time there with a memory lane.
Looks like Rodriguez is back to punt. Amazons are going to turn it over with a punt, and back to receive it is Nero, Stephanie Nero, otherwise known as Spider. And they're
not back very far
at all.
She
is not. I think Christina's going to get it a little further than that. I don't know what she's thinking. Oh, they're just going to let it go. That's
the
strategy.
The Amazons' first punt of the game, so they probably, you know, they haven't seen them kick yet, besides kickoffs, you know, so maybe they were waiting to see just what Los Angeles would do. Now,
right.
Quake gets to go on offense again. They're pinned all the way back at their own 12-yard line, it looks like.
Moffitt White downed it right in there. So
nice kick.
Yeah, Rodriguez probably had, a 40-yard kick on that, and then a couple of good bounces, and Quake are first and 10. Just passes
again. Long field. We still have Kuntz in at center. Looks like Nenji Martin is not in the backfield. She's lining up at tight end. And who's the running back? I see the two, but I can't see which 20 it is.
Nor can I. 17.
17 is Poppy. Helen Montessori.
And probably Singletary. What do you think? Yep,
Singletary.
It looks like Singletary. Oh, she gives it back to Deb, and it's a pass. And, a great play. That would have been a beauty. Okay, intended for number 93 or 83?
That's number 83 was the intended receiver.
That's Crystal McClance.
Cam is ran a really great pattern and had a step on the receiver, and Kuntz just delivered the ball a little bit short. I'm not sure if the Amazon defender was able to knock it away or just get in the way, but if Kuntz could have just thrown that a yard further, might have had six. There's a whole lot of shoulda, woulda, coulda in this game, though. And, you know, the Quake were looking for the big play, the lightning play, and it just didn't hook up there.
It looks good from here, but it just didn't quite connect. I like the play, though. That's a well-drafted play. Sometimes they look better on paper, but...
Right. There's a quick handoff to seven.
She's swarmed.
Jones. Yeah.
Swarmed by a host of Amazons.
Taken down right at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. So it looks like they... What is it? Going to be third down?
Third and about...
I'm telling you, that person who spots it,
yeah, I'm not sure if it's the official
well,
or the chain
forward
game.
Motion. They did push her backwards. That's right. That's
all
probably right.
Right. Well, I guess she gained a couple of yards.
Maybe six. Third and six.
The box is standing so far in front of the chains. We're at a bad angle. It's kind of hard to see.
It's always nicer when the chains are opposite.
Yeah, we like.
I like
the
first half better
field.
Every single game, but
all
you know,
right.
No complaining.
Who's under center again?
Looks like
Cam going to motion.
Power. She's definitely looking to pass, but there's a little pressure.
Getting
three
chased.
Amazons are chasing her, and she is trying to bust it out to the sideline. She's tackled by number 27. That's Chandra Thompson, and it looks like it's going to be fourth and about two or three. You've got a better angle than I do by about a foot. What do you think?
Yeah, about fourth and three. Thompson had to cover a lot of ground to come up and make that tackle. She's been she's usually back at safety. That's Chandralita, my old pal. I have friends on both these teams.
You know everybody in football, Boo. Okay, it's a minute 31 left in the third quarter. And the California Quake have the ball, but it looks like they're going to punt.
Yeah, fourth down and deep. Got to punt it away. Bad snap. Gets it out of there. Not very far, though. Ball bounces around the 35. So the Amazons will have a short field to work with here.
Anna De Leon downs it, and the Amazons will take it over. Now that punt might explain why Neros wasn't very far back if she's practiced against her special team. But that snap was... It wasn't a great snap, and she bobbled it a little bit. That's got to mess up her timing a little bit.
Yeah, that's one of the hardest things to do. Once the kicker gets out of their rhythm, it's almost impossible to recover, and it ended up sort of being a pooch punt. But remember, the Quake's regular kicker, Kara Williams, is still out on injured reserve. She's no longer on crutches, though, which is a good thing. The Quake's other kicker, the field goal kicker for 81, which is Sarah Oliver, is also on injured reserve. So we have the two kickers standing next to each other down on the sidelines right now. Amazons.
Okay, Glenn's in at the helm, and she just
play action, hands off
to Guidry, and Guidry's own gal knocked her down. Let's see, little shuffle there.
And a lot of confusion on that play, a lot of bodies coming in and missing tackles. You can tell the Quake are either getting a little frustrated or a little tired because nobody's wrapping up. Everybody's trying to tackle high, and, you know, waving your arms at somebody's shoulders is never going to bring them down in this game.
Well, you've got to wonder, Bea, what kind of an effect it is for them to not have that havoc boost.
Mm-hmm. That's a tough loss for the team. And, you know, we're almost at the end of the third quarter now, and we're down 32-0. That's a hard thing to keep your head in the game when you're down by that many points with a time ticking away.
Okay, they might
get the playoffs.
What's the three over on the right side? That's called the trips right side, ace in the back.
The time runs out before they're able to get the playoffs. That's
so
the end
we'll
of the quarter.
So we'll have to flip it over. Yeah, that Hyper sort of like an energy drink, a walking, talking energy drink for the team. So
I'll tell you, Hyper and Havoc are the heart of the defense of the Quake, and her loss, I think, is really showing. The team's still in it. They're still on there playing as hard as they can, but something like that has really got to, you know, it's hard to replace someone like that.
All right, so we're beginning the last quarter here, switching ends, and it's second and about 10 for the Amazons, and they have switched back to, Alexis Glenn for quarterback, and right at the close of the third quarter, they lined up in trips on the right side, and it looks like they're,
come out in
yep,
that
they're in
again.
It again. So we've got ace in the back and trips on the right side.
That's a very close formation. The three receivers are right next to the line there. They aren't out towards the sidelines. So let's see what this formation comes out as.
Quaker in a 5-3, 5-2, depending on if you call it a strong safety or a linebacker.
And they run away from that trip side.
Oh!
Falls out.
Yeah. Okay, 47, Benea Sumpler had a handoff, and it looks like maybe the Quake recovered that.
Quake had recovered the fumble.
Fumble. Did you see who caused that fumble, Boo? Was it number 33? I thought it was number
47 was in on
47.
That and 33. But I think it was French Love that was the one who reached a paw in there and caused that ball to go flying.
Okay, so we've got Minji Martin.
Yep, Minji. Took me a while to learn to say her name properly.
Minji Martin and then Miss Love. We've already discussed her previously, so they cause a fumble and get the ball back. That's got to be a boost. That's a good thing.
That's a good spark to start the fourth quarter with. I'd like to see the Quake take this opportunity and turn it into something positive. At this point of the game, they're looking for good things to happen. Otherwise, it turns into a long slog. That's number 21 with the ball. Is that De Leon? Hard to see. I've got a reflection.
No, that's a Singletary.
Singletary's the ball carrier again.
Yeah, single carry. I want them to do that play again where they ran that. Yeah, I like that one.
I know they practice that. And I
want to see them carry that one through. That's a nice play. I like that one.
I saw them run it at the scrimmage a few weeks ago, and it was worked to perfection. So, but the thing is with a flea flicker, it's all about timing.
Yeah.
It's a tough thing to do.
Yeah. Well, they almost pulled it off. It's
right.
That's an exciting – that and like the reverse from the opening play, those kind of plays kind of – make you enjoy the game a little bit more. Okay, they just handed off right up the middle. Was that Martin?
No, I think they handed off to the fullback, Poppy. It's number 17 is Helen Montessoro with a quick blast, you know, with the lead running back.
Oh, okay. I just saw the 7. I'm so used to saying Ninji when there's a 7 involved, but you're right.
Ninji's been on a lot of plays.
I'm probably mixing up their accomplishments in this game because I can't see half the time, but
you know, one thing I have to say is both these teams have jersey numbers that I can actually read, which is not always the case with some of the teams I've done, you know, spotting or announcing for, so this is nice.
That's true. So we've got a little bit of an offset power.
Late pitch to a Singletary, takes it to the right side. That'll be good for a first down.
Amazon's a little slow to get up over there on her side of the field. And I can't see who it is, but she was in on the tackle.
Totally didn't see it, sorry.
Well, I can't
tell. You know, my eyes are bad. I can't, like, I can see towards the midfield, but I can't see
the
far side.
Well, you'd have to have some pretty good vision to see through three people, so I'm not going to hold you accountable for this one. But they definitely have first and 10, and they're about the 47, so we'll just see. I mean, they're not going to have to hold up the game because that girl's already on the sideline.
No, they got to get her off the field. She's sort of in that neutral zone area there.
13-5 left in the game, 32 for the Amazons, and Quake with the ball hoping to score.
Yeah, it's been a frustrating evening for the Quake. They've had some good things happen, but never a whole lot of good things in a row happening. They've shown a couple of good plays, but not a consistent string that has let them get down in the red zone, much less score. And again, with both the Quake kickers out of action, we've seen some problems on special teams. The Amazons have shown a couple of problems on special teams as well. And this looks very much like a beginning of the season game. There's some good hitting, but I think both these teams could stand to tighten it up. The Amazons are definitely looking sharper tonight, and the scoreboard reflects that.
We've got all players taking a knee for this injury, so we are going to have a little bit of a delay in the game.
Yeah, I never did see a number, but there's definitely an Amazon who's down over on the Amazon sideline, and trainers are attending to her. Looks
all
like
right.
They're
getting her up now.
Standing her up, which is always a good sign, right?
I see a 2.
She's
12.
Not, yeah, she's...
I think we're looking at Ashley Moody, but I'm not sure.
She's made a lot of plays tonight. They were able to assist her to the bench, so now she's out of range of the playing field, and play will continue.
Well, we know it's nothing too serious if they're going to take 3 or 4 people and lift her up, so it's probably not unlikely that it's any spinal sort of an injury. So, Quake in an offset eye, I believe. Kuntz has a ball in the backfield, and she's launched it. Oh, right to an Amazon. Lori Moore picks it off.
That ball was short, and the Amazon defender was able to easily pick it off. He was a step behind Cam, number 83.
And Lori Moore's still down on the field, too, so we've got another Amazon injury.
Yeah, she was the one that picked off the ball, and Cam, turning into the defender on that play, took her down with some force, and it looks like
Yeah, we've got an official timeout, and more knee taking.
I really hate it when, at this point of the game, and more and more injuries are starting to happen. This is nobody wants to see this. This is very unfortunate.
She's kicking with one leg, so I don't know. It looks like it might be something having to do with a hand or an arm, but that's conjecture.
Yeah, it's just speculation on our part. I believe that she was driven into the ground either head or shoulder first, but again, that's just speculation. Well, we'll see if she's able to get up or not. So what do you think of the game so far, Deb? It's getting into a little bit of sloppy time here in the fourth quarter. But what do you think of what you've seen of the Amazon tonight?
Well, I've seen exactly what I anticipated from the Amazons. I mean, I've been to most of their home games for the past few seasons, and it's par for the course for them. I've seen some really bright spots from the Quake. I'm pretty happy to say there have been a few things that have happened on both teams that are probably due to this being the first game of the season. But definitely the Quake are contenders, and just a few things here or there could turn their season into a pretty happy season, I would think.
Mm-hmm. So these two teams will meet again. I believe it's in week 4 or week 5 of the IWSL.
You read
IWSL.
My mind.
And
I'm looking for my schedule right now. Let's see. Next week, the Quake are up at the Sirens game. Is that going to be broadcast? Are you guys doing it? Okay.
The player is up and walking off the field under her own power.
That's good news.
Very good news.
Yeah, they play they play the Amazons again on the 2nd of May.
May 2nd will be the rematch between these two teams.
All right. So they play the Sirens, and then they play New Mexico, and then the Amazons again. All right.
Amazon,
what do we have here?
You have 18 at quarterback.
Glenn's at quarterback again. She's giving some advice to her wideouts. We got a power formation in the back, 5-3 for the Quake. Hands it off.
Oh, good seal at the end of the line.
Yeah, the ball carrier was Benea Sumter again. Who had that solid tackle? That was a
that
great
was number
tackle.
20. Alicia Freeman came up and made a big hit on the ball carrier, leveled both of them. Freeman's coming off the field now. I'm not sure she knows what zip code she's in after that hit.
And she's limping a little, too.
That was a Wisdom Authority. That was one of those hits that makes the crowd go, ooh.
Yes.
Yeah, but she's limping on the sidelines now, come off the field.
All right, Box is over the ball. Glenn is behind her, and we've got a power eye in the back.
It's a first down, Amazons. That was for a gain of about 15.
Strong left and 12-4 left in the game.
47, the ball carrier.
Sumter again with the ball, and she's tackled after about a game of 4, I think. Oh!
That's Elizabeth Martinez with the tackle.
Hey, there you go. Martinez. That's we were talking about her.
Right on.
That's got to give her some confidence.
No, that was some good closing speed, too. Good run to the ball and wrap up and tackle properly. I like to see that, especially in the fourth quarter.
Her nickname's entertaining. Her name is Lizard.
Lizard.
Lizard for the tackle. I like that. All right. Amazon's are back out.
I don't know
out.
Why the Quake have always had
a thing for nicknames. I mean, you can't play the game without a nickname.
Exactly.
And if your name, your name is your nickname if you don't have one. Oh.
Somebody went early on that one.
Okay.
That was the right tackle.
We called it before the official, but he finally caught up, and there's a flag on the field, and it's definitely
going
against
the Amazons.
So that'll erase that carry.
So now we're going to have it at 2nd and 9. 2nd and 10.
Second and 10. Huddles break quickly, so it's probably going to be maybe a repeat. Power eye in the back, strong right for the Amazons, 5-3 for the Quake. Looks like they're anticipating a run.
They have too many people on the line. There we go. Now she steps back. That's a run up the middle, swarmed under. I didn't see the number of the ball carrier.
The ball dropped loose. I don't think they're going
to
turn that over. It's probably a dead play. Number 50 in on that tackle. That's Tara.
Philpott. Tank.
All right. Tara Philpott in on that.
I hope I'm saying her name right.
No, I just took it as gold. And, I think Singletary had the carry. No. What am
Wrong
I saying?
Team.
Amber Ring. Or the Amazons. Glenn still quarterback in power formation, and the Quake are still in a, looks like a 5-3. Oh. Well, Reed maybe makes a couple, but they tackle her.
That was Nenji Martin in on the tackle. She came from her middle linebacker position
to
track down
on.
The ball carrier.
Betty's over there, too.
You know, and I primarily think of Betty as an offensive player, but she's been doing a real standout job on the defensive line for this game.
You know, Suzuki's so strong. She can go both ways, and she's ambidextrous as far as that goes, you know?
She's incredibly smart with a game of football. She knows, she basically knows where to be on every play. If you follow her, you'll always know the right place that player is supposed to be in.
She's definitely in the thick of
things. Here comes a punt from the Amazons. They're second of the night, I believe.
All right, Rodriguez. The snap's a little high. She's running it over the left
running
side.
Running for her life
and her
is
down.
Tackled by Jamara French-Love and Havoc are in there.
They're all over.
And Anna De Leon gets in on the end of that tackle and slings her down. So that's loss of yards on the fourth down. Turns the ball over on downs for the Quake. They have a... Maybe they're some of the best field position that they've had tonight on the Amazon's 30-yard line. Deb Kunzla takes the Quake offense onto the field and trying to make something good happen late in the game.
Okay, Quaker in an offset. I can't see the strong side. And we've got a 5-3.
Kroger in the backfield. Nice.
He is free.
Nice field block by the wide receiver, came down and crashed on the line and gave Amy some room to run over there.
All right, Brittany Reinbolt, a brand new player for the Amazons, got a tackle on that one. So she's raking up a stat.
All right, and the Quake gets some
and
positive yards out of it.
And moving the chains.
First down.
10.
That was about an 11-yard gain on that.
All right, 8:42 left in the game. Score remains 32-0, but the Quake are in the best place they've been all night to knock down that donut.
They are right knocking on the edge of the red zone here.
Yep.
I think the ball spotted right at the 20.
Offset eye, motion from the left side, right up the middle, number 17.
That's a quick handoff to the fullback again, who takes it straight up the middle for positive yards. That's Helen Montessori with the carry, and not sure who was in on the tackle. Did you see that, Deb?
I did not.
Yeah, sort of big mass of bodies down there.
There was a whole host of folks.
And I don't know, down on this end of the field, the west end of the field, the lighting is a little suspect. I really can't see when they get down on this end of the field as well as the midfield.
It's the angle, Boo.
Sorry, right. I didn't mean to whine on the air.
Three running backs in the back there behind Koontz. It looks like they're kind of going to their
tight formation.
Goal.
And that's Kroger taken down right at the line of scrimmage by number 76. The line didn't get a whole lot of movement off of that. That play was going nowhere.
Yeah, that tackle was Stephanie Lopez. And she's another one of the younger players, a rookie for the Amazon. So, you know, Duncan's doing a good job of rotating in some new players, so that's good, trying to prevent injuries. He's already had a couple of pretty powerful players go down. So both teams have suffered some injuries. That's another thing that can really affect the season.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the depth on the women's teams that you sometimes see in the NFL. Koontz is keeping the ball on the left side herself. Ooh.
He got slung down. And she's getting up.
She's up.
Jennifer
White in on that tackle, but somebody lit her up a little bit, and you hate to see a head contact with a quarterback, but that looked like that was pretty much helmet to helmet for a minute, don't you think?
Right.
Shoulder or helmet one. She's grabbing her head, but I think it's just...
It would look more like a whiplash potential to me.
It was, that flipping around is never good.
Yeah.
So they've got three in the backfield again.
Yeah, we're at fourth down with about three to go, and the Quake are going to go for it here with their best opportunity. But it's now or never for them. And that's a handoff to Singletary again, and it looks like she's going to be, this is going to depend on the spot. They're marking it. Nope, they're calling her short. That's a turnover on down. Singletary came up about a half a yard short on that fourth down play.
Oh, are they bringing out the chains?
No, the referee already signaled it the other way.
Oh.
And here comes the Amazon's offense.
Moffitt White saved him on that one. She was the one who got that tackle. So they're going to change teams on downs, turn it over on downs. So the Amazons have the ball.
It is the Amazons' ball.
5:48 left here in the game.
Yeah, at this point, down 32 points. The Quake just kind of want to get out of this game without any more injuries. And, I'd like to see the Amazons just keep playing. But, you know, they're obviously not trying to run up the score. But they've just been the stronger team here tonight.
All right, Glenn's got ace behind her and a couple of wideouts. Looks like a 5-3 again for the Quake.
That looked like it wanted to be a flea flicker, but the defense got in on the running back before she was able to pitch the ball back to the quarterback. It was number 24 carrying the ball.
Amber Reed. Amber Reed in on that one.
And pretty much everybody on the defensive line in on the tackle.
Yeah, almost as festive as the Last Supper. What do you think?
There it is. So that's a loss of about one. And, I think that was an attempt at a flea flicker, but... That's a hard play to execute. That's one of those things that, like you say, it looks good on paper, but not always so good on the field.
Yeah. All right. Quake in a 5-3. Glenn taking the ball from Bakta. She's got a single running back behind her and two wideouts, one on each side.
Pitched to the running back.
She's pitched it over. It looks like Reed again. Is that number 42?
That was De Leon on the tackle. She comes up a little bit gimpy, but she's able to stay on the field. She's okay.
Yeah, that pitch was to Crystal Garcia, number 42. So that's another one of the Amazon rookies. So Duncan's doing a good job of rotating his crew, trying to get some time for the rookies and save those veterans.
Right on. No, it's important for rookies to get their playing time, too, because, you know, you practice, as hard as you practice, it's never the same as a game situation.
Yeah, your first game, you just don't know what's going on. It's pretty much a crap.
I didn't even know how to put on my uniform, but, you know, that's another story.
it is. It's quite different game time.
I can tell you a funny story about my sister and I trying to put on our pads for the first time. Somebody goes early for the Amazons.
He started off running to the middle from the left side, and then a whole host of movement happened, and there's a little yellow flag on the field because of it. 3:32 left in the game, and they're going to back the Amazons up halfway to the goal, I guess. So inside the five.
Yeah, they're going to mark that at about the 4.5-yard line. Amazons need some positive yards here. It's going to be hard for them to punt from this deep if they don't get something going. So this is third and very long.
Yeah, this might be the best position that Quake have been in all game, Boo. 3:23 left in the game.
Well, the Quake have had the Amazons down here, and I remember Guidry broke a long run that if Neros hadn't tackled her, it would have been a 97-yard touchdown.
Funny you bring that up, because guess who's in the backfield, Boo?
And there it is.
She's out. Guidry's on the field, and there's a little motion, and what?
Oh, I think we're going to score a safety. The Quake get on the board with 2 points.
All right. So Elizabeth Martinez is instrumental in that.
That's Nancy McLeod, was one of the two Quake players that was in on that tackle for a safety. And now we will see a free kick from the Amazons. And the Quake have put 2 on the board.
Nothing like a little defensive scoring. McLeod and Martinez combined to knock the Amazons back into their own end zone. And there's 2 points up on the. And I believe the Amazons will kick off to the.
It's a free kick that the Amazons make now.
All right.
It's like a punt.
Oh, okay.
But it should be from the 20-yard line. They are spotting the ball at the 20-yard line for the free kick, which is the regulation NFL. We don't see a whole lot of safeties in our league. You know, just like the NFL, you don't see a whole lot of safeties. So good to see that the officials know the proper thing to do at this point.
Well, we've dunked the donut, Boo, but I don't know. I'd rather see him get a.
I'd like to see a touchdown from the Quake, but, you know.
I would have liked to have seen what would happen had that really. That whole series gone to fruition, but we'll take the 2.
It's been a night of frustration for California, I'll tell you that. They're a better team than what they've shown tonight, but they've had a couple of bad breaks and a couple of couple of mistakes that the other team's been able to capitalize on. That's a free ball. Get on it. Oh. Okay, the Quake let it sort of bounce and rattle around down there on the field. Before we finally have a player on top of it.
You know, the Quake kind of, they set up like it was a total kickoff. I mean, Kroger was back at the 30, and the ball landed really close to the 30 of their own 30. So.
Yeah, the ball's going to be spotted at the 40 after a sort of a crazy bounce. And the Quake will have possession 40 yards from the end zone and a little over 2.5 minutes to work with. So. Here's pretty much their last shot at making something positive happen on offense, and I'd love to see them do it here.
Oh, it was close there. The Amazons almost got their third penalty for having too many people on the field.
Ball carrier
is. Who is that?
Is that Singletary? Yep. Singletary with a carry for about 10 yards.
That's the move to change, and that was a really nice straight arm tee hooked on somebody there. I think that was Moffitt White. I'm not sure.
That's right on. Well, she's. You know, that's a play that the Quake often run. There's just a little, Kunz gives a little swing pitch out, in that case, to the left side, and Singletary just followed her blockers very well
Who do you suppose taught her that straight arm? You think that's a pen move? Okay, we've got an update real quick on the score. Shreveport and Louisiana, we've got 32 Shreveport, 18 Louisiana, and that's the final score. So that game's wrapped up, Shreveport taking that as a win.
Right on, and we've come to the two-minute warning in this game now.
We're actually going to have one this time.
We have it at 2 minutes this time, too.
All right.
Very good. So 2 minutes remaining in the game. The players come to the sidelines, a little final chat with the coach, and the Quake will have the ball at the 30-yard line with a first and 10 when play resumes. Again, our score is 32-2. Los Angeles has been pretty much all over the California Quake today. Have looked very strong and have pretty much taken advantage of the opportunities they were given, where the Quake really hasn't strung a whole lot of positive things together. Both teams have played very hard and played some good ball tonight, but the Amazons have shown us more consistency.
If you are a loyal Quake fan, you might be interested to know that probably the biggest blow of the evening has been the injury to number 74. Hyper. I've seen quite a bit of excellent play from Erica Morgan this evening, and she did go out with an ankle injury. They thought it was pretty severe, possibly broken. So that will be the big thing that's notable this evening. Coach, hands off. That's not Singletary. Who is
that? That's Kroger with the ball. And 21 comes up and tackles her in the backfield. That's for a loss.
21 is Dina Gedry, so she's going both ways again. Gedry, I never get these names right.
Doing good.
I think if they gave me more money, I'd do better on the name.
We know you're doing this for the money, right?
We're all laughing in the booth about that comment because women's football has no money.
Yeah.
So nowhere, no how, no time. Anyway, Quake are lined up in an offset. Coots has the ball.
That's a little dump off there to number 7. That's Jonesy.
Janine Jones. Tackle by, who was that, 27? No, I forgot. Looked at the, 27. So,
Chandra Thompson. Looks like somebody has called a timeout. I didn't get the signal. But both teams come to the sidelines.
Maybe this is the two-minute warning from the first half, Bill.
Well, we got a two-minute warning the first half at a minute 30.
No, we got a minute 32.
I think we're getting a little punchy up here in the booth. The crowd has really, they've started trickling away. I'm really surprised that as many people are still left here as there are. But we've got a good amount of the crowd is still here. They want to see the Quake score here in the last minute. And that would salvage a little bit of pride for this team.
I wish I could tell you in attendance, because this is a pretty good crowd.
There was a lot of excitement for this game because, everybody – and I can't pretend to be objective about this game. I've been rooting for the Quake the whole time. But
no problem.
Yeah, we all know. But there was a lot of excitement in Quakeville, Quakeland, Quake Universe, about meeting the Amazons, because this team, this Los Angeles team, came within a hair of going to the other league's championship game last year. And we knew that this would be a tough game, and it was a test. It was a test to see how much the Quake have improved. And it's, like I say, I've seen some good things here tonight, and I see some things that need to be worked on. And, I'll be looking forward to the rematch on May 2nd. We're ready to go here again. And
there's another holdup.
More whistles from the referee. What are they doing?
Now they're hollering over here at the sidelines.
I think they're trying to reset the clock. Anyway, the Quake have a third and a long one, third and two, I guess we can call it. And they have three running backs in the backfield.
I don't know what they're doing with the clock. It's only 56 seconds. What was it before, 51? All right, so it was a five-second problem.
Yeah. No, I think it should be like 54, I don't know, 101.
I'm taking it back to a minute.
Okay, I think that's right.
Well, at this juncture, that's kind of splitting hairs, but we'll go with that. So the score is 2-32, a minute left.
Ready for play.
A lot of dancing on the Amazon side. Oh, pressure. Gedry's in the backfield, and
Kuntz has been flinging the ball a little bit. That's an interception.
Rodriguez pulls that pass down, and Rodriguez is still going. Ninji Martin tried to knock her down, and that was a clean hit right there. That was in the front. Now, they had a totally legal hit on a player like that a minute ago. Okay, Rodriguez gets all the way down to the Quake. I'm going to say 47. It's negotiable.
Yeah, well, Kuntz's intended receiver for that was Ninji Martin, and Kuntz has been a little off target all night, and she sort of flung that one up for grabs, and the Amazon player picked it off. And on the ensuing run back, you can tell the Amazons are well coached because the defense, now offense, turned around and made some killer blocks. I saw Kroger knocked off her feet. I saw Ninji knocked off her feet. I saw quarterback Kuntz had to drop back and was playing safety and, you know, sort of backpedaling furiously, and she was screened off very well. And that is a sign of good coaching on the Amazons' part.
Yes.
They knew what to do.
You know, Davies is always up for lighting somebody. He doesn't care which side of the field.
Oh, and I saw
on.
Some people get lit up on that play.
Yeah, Davis, Lauren Davis.
Well, and there went the Quakes' opportunity to make something good happen at the end of the game. And I'm kind of expecting the Amazons to just bang a couple into the line here.
Yeah. Yeah,
and they take the knee. That's the right thing to do.
Yeah, you want to make sure no injuries happen when there's 30 seconds left in a game like this. So.
Right on. So clock's ticking right now. It's showing 28-27. And I don't think they're going to have to snap the ball again. They're placing the ball, marking it ready for play, and we're down under 20 seconds now. So they will not need to snap this ball again. This is the end of the game.
They're pretending to have a huddle, but I think we're done.
No, they're just going to stand there.
Yeah.
So that will be our final, 32-2. The Amazons prevail over the California Quake, and the Quakes certainly have their work cut out for them. For future, and the Amazons have come out and look very strong in their opener in the 2009 IWSL season. Welcome to the IWSL, Los Angeles.
Yeah, they're in with a bang. All right, so the teams are lining up 50, shaking hands. Okay. So basically, just to give you a recap of the game, the first quarter was mostly Amazons. We had a few special teams mistakes, glimmers of some hope for the Quake, and then anticipating a real strong rebound there at the beginning of the second half, a big blow came for when Hyper
went down, with the ankle injury, and that was just like a play or two into the half.
Erica
and,
Morgan, just when she doesn't get up, you know something's wrong, and it turned into a pretty significant injury. So we hope for the best. Hopefully it isn't as serious as what they are afraid of, but for a player like that to not get up, it's probably more than a sprained ankle, but we'll just hope for the best.
Well, next week the Quake are traveling to Sacramento to play the Sirens. And who do the Amazons play next week?
We're looking that up right now, Boo. Let me find that
schedule.
Sorry,
make me shuffle your papers.
They play the Breakers. So the SoCal Breakers.
Okay, so that will be in town. That will be at the Breakers, huh?
Yes, that's at the Breakers.
They're still playing down in Irvine, or?
I have no idea.
Check the website. It'll be on IWSLsports.com is the website for the league.
Yeah, there you can find anything you need to know about the teams, the scores. All of it is available.
Again, that's IWSLsports.com because I said it wrong the first time. So there you have it.
This has been Deb Gens and
Hunter,
and we appreciate you listening. Tune in again.